This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. 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 Ala hilmihi ba'da ilmihi. Wa ala afwihi ba'da qudratihi. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, the passing of time is a natural phenomena, and the moving of time is unstoppable. In this particular aspect, the moving of time, the changing of day to night, night to day, then month to month, year to year, is something that Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran calls upon us to reflect. Says Allah in the Holy Quran, إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار. The changing of day into night and day into the next day, it is a sign for people of intellect. So the passing of time is a natural phenomenon. It has to happen. It is unstoppable. But the passing of time is a cause of reflection, as I have read in the ayat, and not a cause of celebration, the way we see sometimes happening in the world. Har din waqt guzarna ek fitri amar hai aur fitri cheez hai, aur waqt guzarna hamare liye tadabbur aur tafakkur ka baais hai, na ke tehwar manana ke baais hai. Quran ne usko baais e tadabbur aur tafakkur kaha hai, and that is why in Islam there is so much emphasis upon time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has taken an oath on time. Aur isliye Allah ta'ala ne aur hamare deen mein waqt ki itni ahmiyat hai ki Allah ta'ala ne Quran Kareem mein waqt ki qasam uthayi aur ye kaha hai wal asri. Allah ta'ala takes an oath on time, which shows us the importance of time. And you know, this particular aspect of taking an oath on time, Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi is one of our great scholars. He says, one day I was thinking why Allah Ta'ala takes an oath on time. So he said, I went into the marketplaces, I went into the bazaars, and I saw a person who was selling ice, and he was saying, Irhamu mayyadubu rasu mali. Oh people, have mercy upon the people, my merchandise is melting away. Mere liye ek cheez hai, wo bechne ke liye hai. Agar aap abhi nahi khareedoge, to jo hai na, chand minute ke baad kuch nahi rahega. Aur wo kya tha, wo barf. I was selling something and he was saying, buy from me. If you don't buy from me, it is finished after a while. Then he said, then I realized why Allah Ta'ala took an oath on time. That time is like a block of ice. It is melting away. And once it is melting away, it is gone. It will never, ever come back again. The Arabic poet had said, Hayatuka anfasun ta'uddu faka annama madha nafsum minha intaqasad bihi juz'a. Life is a series of breaths. One breath goes, it is gone, never ever to be repeated again. For us, we have a different metaphor sometimes in time. You know, so we've seen that people use this particular phrase. They say time is money. Many a times people they say time is money. Work jo hai na wo ek ye maal hai. To ye sahi hai. It's true to an extent. If you use your time correctly, you can make money. If you don't use your time correctly, you waste opportunities to make money. But it tells us as if money is the most important thing in life, right? And one must value time as one values money. No, for us, time is even more important than money. You can go and buy anything in this world. Today you can even go and buy the soul of another person. Huh? And there's a reality, you can buy the loyalty of another person. But one thing you cannot buy is you cannot buy time. 2019 is gone. Can anyone go into the bazaars and say, I'm going to go and buy this whole year again? It is gone. You can never ever buy it again. Therefore, our deen and our ulama have taught us a different metaphor, that time is life. If you utilize time correctly, you master time, you master life. You waste time, you waste life. You mismanage time, you have wasted your entire life. And we are driven by a metaphor that tells us that time is a gift whose proper or improper use will determine the outcome for eternity, our success in this world and our success in the year after. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, نِعْمَتَانِ مَهْبُونٌ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ السِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغِ. There are two favors. دو ایسے نعمتیں ہیں جو اکثر لوگ اس کے قدر نہیں کرتے. Majority of the people, they don't utilize and value these two things. One is our time and one is our health. ایک جو ہے نا وقت اور ایک جو ہے نا وہ صحت. لوگ اس کی قدر نہیں کرتے, بعد میں پچھتا کر وہ قدر کرتے. Then if we don't utilize it correctly, then afterwards we will come to realize the repercussions with regard to not utilizing our time correctly. Now there are two beautiful sayings of Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Sheikh Abul Fattah Abu Ghudda, one of our greatest scholars of recent times, came from Syria. Allah make it easy for the people of Syria. They are undergoing great amount of hardships, you know. And recently they have been going under great amount of bombings in Idlib. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them. Allah Ta'ala grant them relief. So Sheikh Abul Fattah Abu Ghudda was there. He wrote a book on how the ulama used to value time. He wrote a book how, and there he quotes a statement of Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali. He said, time is a sword. Either you slay it or it will slay you. Time is a sword. Either you slay it or it will slay you. And another particular saying of his is, keep yourself and your soul occupied with good. Otherwise, your soul and yourself will keep you occupied with evil. اپنے وقت میں صحیح کام کرو اور اس کو صحیح استعمال کرو, ورنہ وہ غلط چیزوں میں استعمال ہوگا. Utilize it in correctness, otherwise it will be utilized in something that is wrong. Abdullah ibn Masud رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ used to say, I have never regretted anything more than spending a day in which I have not increased my good deeds. Allah Ta'ala will tell us about time on the day of Qiyamah. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرْ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Did I not give you a whole life? Did I not give you time? کیا میں نے آپ کو وقت نہیں دیا صحیح کام کرنے کے لئے؟ أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرْ. Have I not given you a time to be reminded about what needs to be reminded about? وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And the warner came to tell you to utilize your time correctly. So brothers, this time is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we utilize it correctly, we can make a difference in our life in this world and our year after. We can make our jannat also, we can make our dunya also. And if you just waste time, today there are surveys, I don't want to go into the surveys. They say 1/3 of your life you spend in sleeping. What great amount of percentage of your time you spend in earning a living? How many percentage of your life, if you take it collectively, it is spent in utilizing and eating? The available time we have is so limited that if we start wasting that particular time, then our whole life will go in there. We've got nothing to show. Subah hui, sham hui, umar yuhi, tamam hui. Day came, night came, and at the end of the day, we've got nothing to show. And this is something that would be most tragic. What is even more tragic today is we have gadgets to save time, right? And we are so busy all the time, but at the end of the day, we've got nothing to show what we have been busy with. Huh? Look at this whole situation. Look at and I don't like to sort of make judgment, but look at the situation. Today we got Magimix. You got automatic mechanical roti makers, but you still go and buy roti. You got magical and you got mechanical roti makers. You got Magimix to make the dough, but you're still going to buy. The previous time, they never had all these gadgets. They still made it by hand, manually, and they still had time to make ibadah. We have got more gadgets today to save time than ever before. But we don't know where the time is gone. It's amazing. Just to give you an example, we think that we are living in a very technologically advanced age and we've got technology, therefore we will have more time available. But where is the time? Where is the barakah? Where is the productivity? Where is the achievement to show that? Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali lived in a village. Right? There was no technological advancement. There was no computer. There was no word processor. He wrote things by hand, and in one lifespan he wrote 1,200 books, from small periodicals right up to the series of the Holy Quran and commentaries of a hadith. Now, how did they do it? You say, we also got the time, they also get the time. How did they do it? Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, his grandson makes mention, I heard him one day, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi, say, towards the end of his life, I heard him saying from the minbar, that with this hand of mine, I have written 2,000 volumes of books. I have written 2,000 volumes of books. And what we haven't even wrote a note of consequence. And this is a reality. So what are we going to do with regard to this whole particular aspect? Are we just going to allow our time to get wasted, do a nothing that is beneficial? Or are we going to do something that is going to be of some benefit? Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Sahaba used to value time more than money. Sahaba ikram wakko maal par fauqiyat dete the. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi ka farman hai. Now, what do we do with regard to our time? And I'm going to say a few things. One is, we need to manage our time to reach and to achieve our vision, which is our destination. Let me repeat that. We need to manage our time to achieve our vision, which is our destination. Hum apne maqsad ke husool ke liye waqt ka sahi istemal karna padega. Waqt ke apne, hame apne maqsad ke husool ke liye waqt ka sahi istemal karna padega. So what we're saying is that we have to manage our time to achieve our vision, which is our destination. A life without vision is like a journey without a destination. A life without a vision is like a journey with... If you have a life, you don't have an objective. And you don't have a vision, what I'm going to do in my life, it is like taking a car and you don't know where you're going. This is a reality. Ye zindagi ka ek maqsad hona chahiye. Aur waqt ko isme istemal karna padega. Aur maqsad ke baghair zindagi aisa hai safar baghair manzil ke. So, and everyone must work apne daira mein rehkar ek maqsad mutayyan karo. In your own particular field, set up a vision and objective. What am I going to do with my life? And in that particular way, make an objective of life. And in your own particular field, if you are a businessman, for example, say, I'm going to become a good businessman, I'm going to do honest trade, and through the means of honest trade, I'm going to serve my family, I'm going to serve my needs, and I'm going to serve the community. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, for you to leave your children independent is better than to leave them dependent upon someone else. That can be your maqsad if you are, that can be your objective, that can be your vision if you are a businessman. I'm going to do business, I'm going to show people how to do honest business, I'm going to do something that can meet my needs, the needs of my family, and I'm going to serve the community. Can be one maqsad. That is your vision. That is your maqsad. That is your objective. And let me tell you, don't ever, ye maqsad kabhi nahi hona chahiye ki jo hum khane peene ke liye paida hue hain. Only for the sake of eating and drinking. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَعْقُلُونَ كَمَا تَعْقُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ. The disbelievers, يَتَمَتَّعُونَ, they enjoy themselves in this life. They eat, they drink the way animals drink. And the fire will be the abode. If a mu'min and a believer has as his maqsad, as his objective, as his vision, only to have a comfortable life in this world, to eat and drink, then his objective and his vision doesn't go beyond that of an animal. Allah in the Quran tells us this. Kya apne maqsad jane janwaron ki tarah apne banaya ke bas sirf khana peena. And if you look at it, if you only make your vision and your objective to eat and drink, then the animals are better than you. Because they eat and drink things which are not expensive, and they waste. What they take out of their stomach is used as fertilizer. You eat the best of things. Huh? You go to the best of restaurants. Right? And your waste is not used anything for beneficial, for anything of benefit. If your maqsad only becomes eating and drinking, the animals are better than you. So what do you do with regard to your maqsad? What is your vision? What is your vision? And three things I will make mention with regard to the vision. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi said, the highest and the noblest and the most beneficial of thoughts are those that are to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the year after. Let me give you two ayats of the Holy Quran that we can make our vision for this year. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have created human being to serve Allah ta'ala. Maine insano ko banaya Allah ta'ala ki khidmat ke liye. Allah ta'ala ke jo hai na wo maqsad ko pura karne ke liye, ibadat ke liye. So one is that. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا We have created life and death to see who does righteous deeds. Humne maut aur zindagi ko banaya taake dekhe kaun sahi kaam kare. This is your vision in life. South Africa has got a lot of problems. We've got problems of Eskom and we've got problems of... And we can continue talking till the next week, we'll talk about the problems. But can I tell you something? South Africa got a unique opportunity for us to do good. You can go and help people who are helpless. Nabi Akram S.A.W. said the best of charities is to help to give a person who doesn't have food. You can go and give a person who doesn't have job, make a way to get him one job. Get one person a job in a place when there is so much unemployment. So make a maqsad, make an objective, make a vision. In your vision, there are three things that you must do. One is longevity. When you want to achieve a vision, then you have to think long term. Nothing is going to happen overnight. Nothing is going to happen overnight. Everything happens after a long period of time. So even after a person gets married and he wants children, there is a process with regard to it. If a person wants to become an alim, he first has to learn maktab, he has to become a hafiz, he has to go to the Darul Uloom for 6-7 years, then he becomes an alim and he can do whatever he wants if that is his vision. If he wants to become a doctor, he has to go till matric, which is 12 years. He has to get good grades. He has to go to a medical school. After that medical school, he has to go for internship. Then he can come and say, I got a vision to serve humanity. And let me say, one of the things that you can use as a maqsad, as an objective, as a vision, to serve Allah by serving humanity. One maqsad you must make, I will serve Allah by serving humanity. Allah ta'ala tak pahunchunga logon ki khidmat karte karte khairun nas may yanfa'un nas. So the first thing with regard to a vision is have longevity. The second thing is clarity. Jo maqsad hai ek to jo hai na usko mehnat se hasil karna chahiye. Dusre cheez wazeh hona chahiye. Your objective and your vision must be clear. You say, I want to have good health. That's my vision for this year. How are you going to have good health? You must be clarity. How are you going to have good health? I'm going to get good health by shedding 5 kilos. I'm going to have good health by bringing my cholesterol down. I'm going to have good health by bringing my blood pressure down. So any vision which does not have clarity, you will never be able to achieve it. There must be some clarity in terms of achieving your vision. I want to become a better human being. So how are we going to become a better human being? Just by saying, I want to become a better human being without any clarity? So the second thing with regard to a vision is you must have clarity in your vision. And the third thing which is most important is your vision must be correct. Your vision must be according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you can have a vision. Hitler had a vision. I want to make Germany the best race, the Aryan super race, over and above everyone. But it was based on racial superiority and based on, you know, looking down upon other people. That particular vision of his resulted in 55 million people losing their life in World War II. Modi also got a vision, but is that a correct vision? So sometimes you can have a vision, your vision cannot be correct. So three things with regard to your vision. And, you know, these things we have to keep in mind, otherwise your time will just go. They say no man goes before his time. No man goes before his time unless the boss leaves early. So our time is going to go. Have a vision. Three things with regard to our vision. Really, a life without a vision is a journey without a destination. Have a vision. Three things in that particular amongst many other things. One of the things is that your particular, there must be clarity. You must be able to work towards it. And thirdly, it must be correct. And you must have a passion for it. Have a passion for what you are doing. It might be a small thing. They say a person was one day going and he saw a person making bricks. So he said, what are you doing? So the person was making bricks. I said, I'm making bricks. And he asked the other person, what are you doing? He said, I'm making a brick which will one day adorn a masjid. So you can have a small, you can do something small, but you can have a passion, you can have a vision, you can have a maqsad with regard to it. And therefore, I think it's important for us to value our time. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala takes an oath on time. And today we don't value our time, we have paradox. And we have, you know, different types of situation. The paradox of our time, let me read this, which of course many people have read, worthy of reading. The paradox of our time in history is that we have taller buildings, but shorter tempers. We have wider freeways, more of wider roads than we ever had, but narrower viewpoints. We can't accommodate another person. We are all the time fighting and scoring points. We buy more, but we enjoy less. Wallahi, we have had more in our homes today than what we had 20 years ago. That's a reality, but we enjoy less. We have bigger homes, smaller families. We have bigger homes, smaller family, more conveniences than ever before, less time. We have more degrees, but less common sense. We have more degrees, but less common sense. More knowledge, but less judgment. More experts, but more problems. This is the area. More medicine, but less wellness. We have multiplied our possessions, but we have reduced our values. We have added years to our lives. We have added years to life, not life to years. We have been gone to the moon and back. We have traveled far and wide more than we have ever traveled. But we have trouble crossing the street to find and to go and visit a neighbor who is sick. There are time, fast foods and slow digestion, steep profits, shallow relationships. These are the day of two incomes, but more divorces and no barakah in our time. Fancier homes, but fancier houses, but broken homes. And this is the reality. When we don't value time the way it is supposed to be valued, may Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.